What's the best gift you've ever unwrapped on Christmas? For me, I immediately go back to Christmas Day of 1983. There was one toy that year causing madness and riots in stores across America. While this one particular toy was the desire of my heart that Christmas, I remember being told they were in high demand and limited supply. It wasn't a guarantee to be under the tree. When Christmas morning arrived, there it was, a big wrapped box that hadn't been there before. I unwrapped the most beautiful brown hair, blue-eyed Cabbage Patch doll I had ever seen. My mom can tell you it was, in fact, a Christmas miracle. When you think back on a moment like that, it's full of joy. I unwrapped joy. That doll has since been in a box for years, and the joy it once brought me has faded. Those moments are fleeting. The things, the stuff, and all the trending desires of our heart can only bring so much joy. We grow up. We grow out of playing with dolls. What was once shiny and new becomes old and faded. But with God, there is a deeper joy that never fades or grows old. God wants to give us that kind of joy every single day. Like that Cabbage Patch doll, the gift of joy is one of my favorite gifts He gives me. I like to say laughter is my love language, and if you make me laugh, we'll be friends forever. But the thing about joy is it's an even deeper condition of the heart that can only be experienced when the heart is free from worry, comparison, fear, and doubt. Joy is a free gift, ready to be unwrapped. But you must exchange all the cares of this life for it. Sounds easy enough, doesn't it? I mean, who wouldn't want to do that? But when we look closer at our own life and heart, we find we hang on to so many things that rob us of the joy God longs to give. If you find yourself tired and worn out today, this truth is for you. Your strength for this day and every day is found in the joy of the Lord. Nehemiah 8:10. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." To give a little context, the children of Israel had returned to Jerusalem from Babylonian captivity. Their city was in ruins. Still, they gathered to worship and hear the reading of God's word. Their lives were far from where they needed to be, and their hearts were troubled as they were reminded of what was true. Instead of rebuke and shame, they were met with commands to feast and rejoice. Oh, how amazing is the grace of God, which calls us out of our bondage and out of the ashes of life to trade our sorrows in for joy and our mourning for dancing. Joy comes every morning as we trade in our sorrow, guilt, and shame for the righteousness and grace of God we receive through faith in Jesus. I am not who I was. I am made right with God, and that is worth celebrating. But we must daily choose to walk in the joy of the Lord. How do we do that? Joy is a byproduct of obedience, John 15:10. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Fullness of joy in this life can only be found through obedience to the Father. That's when my joy is complete and so much more than a feeling or a passing trend. It's joy rooted deep in the love of Jesus and my desire to follow His way and live the best life I could possibly live. I know I'm not alone. I know I have a purpose. I know I am loved. When I remain in that love, no matter what trials or suffering may come, I can count it all joy. That's the truth. Unwrap the gift of joy that never fades and gives you strength for today and hope for tomorrow, no matter what you may be facing. It's a joy that's found only in Jesus. I'm Lori Klein.